A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens.
Christmas, a humbug, Uncle,
said Scrooge's nephew.
You don't mean that, I am sure.
I do,
said Scrooge.
Merry Christmas? What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Come, then,
returned the nephew gaily.
What right have you to be dismal? What reason have you to be morose? You're rich enough.
Scrooge, having no better answer ready on the spur of the moment, said,
Bah!
Again, and followed it up with,
Humbug!
Yo-ho, my boys,
said Fezziwig.
No more work tonight. Christmas Eve, Dick. Christmas, Ebenezer. Let's have the shutters up,
cried old Fezziwig with a sharp clap of his hands.
Before a man can say Jack Robinson.
You wouldn't believe how those two fellows went at it. They charged into the street with the shutters. 1, 2, 3, had 'em up in their places. 4, 5, 6, barred 'em and pinned 'em. 7, 8, 9, and came back before you could have got to 12, panting like racehorses.
Hilly ho!
Cried old Fezziwig, skipping down from the high desk with wonderful agility.
Clear away, my lads, and let's have lots of room here. Hilly ho, Dick! Cheer up, Ebenezer.
Joe went down on his knees for the greater convenience of opening it, and having unfastened a great many knots, dragged out a large and heavy roll of some dark stuff.
What do you call this?
Said Joe.
Bed curtains?
Ah, returned the woman, laughing and leaning forward on her crossed arms. Bed curtains?
You don't mean to say you took 'em down, rings and all, with him lying there?
Said Joe. Yes, I do, replied the woman. Why not?
You were born to make your fortune,
said Joe.
And you'll certainly do it.
I certainly shan't hold my hand when I can get anything in it by reaching it out for the sake of such a man as he was. I promise you, Joe,
returned the woman coolly.
Don't drop that oil upon the blankets now.
His blankets?
Asked Joe.
Whose else's do you think? Replied the woman. He isn't likely to take cold without 'em, I dare say.
What has ever got your precious father, then?
Said Mrs. Cratchit.
And your brother, Tiny Tim. And Martha weren't as late last Christmas Day by half an hour.
Here's Martha, Mother,
said a girl appearing as she spoke.
Here's Martha, Mother,
cried the two young Cratchits.
Hurrah, there's such a goose, Martha.
Why, bless your heart alive, my dear, how late you are,
said Mrs. Cratchit, kissing her a dozen times and taking off her shawl and bonnet for her with officious zeal.
We'd a deal of work to finish up last night,
replied the girl,
and had to clear away this morning, Mother.
Well, never mind, so long as you are come,
said Mrs. Cratchit.
Sit ye down before the fire, my dear, and have a warm Lord bless ye.
God bless us, every one,